music that I had the great opportunity to hear performed live in New York City a couple of months ago by the pianist Tatiana Rankovic. It was a concert called Husbands and Wives. I loved her idea. It was this idea of celebrating the union of Clara Schumann and Robert Schumann. Tatiana herself is a pianist. She's married to a composer. And she thought, who else is a pianist married to a composer? Do I have other female pianist friends who are married to composers like Clara and Robert? And can we do a concert featuring these pianists and their composer husbands? I attended the concert and I enjoyed it very, very much, but I especially liked that piece that I just played a little bit of by Tatiana's husband, Yonel Petroy. It's a piece called Music of Marrying and Burying. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. That's going to be the theme for my show today, Music of Marrying and Burying. But don't worry, I'm not going to play just wedding music and funeral music. I'm going to take a broader inspiration from this. I was thinking about what Yonel told me after the concert. He was talking about his native Serbia and the music that they play at weddings and at funerals. It has this ritualistic function, of course. This is the music that you hear at every wedding, regardless of the person's station in life, regardless of their socioeconomic status. This music has a ritualistic function. The other thing I found interesting is that in Serbia, you might hear the same music played at a wedding as at a funeral. Because the music has a ritual function, it doesn't necessarily have any kind of differentiation between these two ceremonies, these two important parts that kind of bookend the life of an adult. And I found that very, very interesting, and I also started thinking to myself, what other composers are inspired by ritual? Are there other people out there writing music inspired by the fact that music used to have a ritualistic function in our lives? If you think of the past, music was performed for these great rituals, a wedding, a funeral, maybe also to ward off bad spirits or to entice the good spirits to come. There was also music performed at a coming-of-age ceremony. Well, on today's program, I'm going to use this CD by Yonel Petroy, Music of Marrying and Burying, as a kind of framing device to explore other composers also inspired by ritual. The first piece I want to play is a wonderful piece of music by Chinese composer Tan Dun. This is just fantastically inventive music, in my opinion. It's for choir with a lot of very interesting percussion instruments. And the impetus for this piece of music is nothing less than The Passion According to St. Matthew, which is an interesting theme for a Buddhist composer from China. And yet, he's always been interested in ritual. He's always been interested in mythological elements. And what he does here is he takes the very familiar story from the temptation in the wilderness through the crucifixion and resurrection, and he looks at it from the point of view of world mythological symbols, symbols in Christianity and in this story that are also important to other cultures. For example, water, which is important to all cultures. I'm going to play the last movement called Water and Resurrection. Here is Tan Dun himself leading the Berlin Rias Chamber Choir. Thank you. fascinating melange of cultures. There's absolutely a ritualistic aspect to that music, this kind of repetitive, almost mesmerizing aspect, as if the singers are putting themselves into a trance. But there's also this story, the St. Matthew Passion, very important to Christians, but now seen from a world mythological perspective. That's Water and Resurrection by composer Tan Dunn, who we also heard conducting the Berlin Rias Chamber Choir. I'm featuring the music today of composers who were inspired by different rituals, the idea that music was an essential part of every big occasion in life. If there was a landmark moment in life, there was a particular kind of music in the past that was associated with that. We still have some of that today. Of course, there are songs that we associate closely with weddings, songs we associate closely with funerals, but it's not quite as important as it once was. And so today I'm very interested in this idea of composers who are resurrecting that idea of music associated with ritual. Next up is a piece by Arthur Gottschalk. This is from a project he has done called The Requiem for the Living. And the CD for this actually turned up in my mailbox as I was researching the program. So that's great timing on Arthur's part. This idea of a Requiem for the Living, I think, is a very intriguing project. The Requiem is a large-scale choral piece, usually in commemoration of someone who has died, but it also explores larger themes, such as our relationship with God. It's very much ritualistic, very much a regimented form, usually comprised of the same movements in order and often sung in Latin. Here, though, Gottschalk has decided to incorporate secular texts, including some of the poetry of George Eliot, although there are a lot of the traditional elements of the Requiem present, including a Dies Irae, a Rex Tremendae, and a Lux Aeterna. The movement I want to play is Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. Here is Vladimir Landa to conduct the St. Petersburg State Symphony Orchestra, the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir, and also the soloists, Lauren Snuffer, soprano, and Andrea Jaber, alto. Music of Arthur Gottschalk, the Agnus Dei from Requiem for the Living.
Thank you.
Music by composer Arthur Gottschalk from his Requiem for the Living. Here he's used secular text by George Eliot. We heard the Agnus Dei. Lauren Snofer was a soprano with Andrea Jaber, alto. And we heard Vladimir Landa conducting the St. Petersburg State Symphony Orchestra with the St. Petersburg Chamber Choir. I'm featuring music today by composers inspired by rituals. And I got this idea a couple of months ago at a concert where I heard this piece, Music of Marrying and Burying, or I heard part of it performed. And I was talking to the composer afterward, Yonel Petroy. We had this great conversation about ritual and especially about his native Serbia and this wonderful music, this combination of Balkan rhythms with jazz elements, definitely a ragtime left hand. Sometimes even he tries to hint at the microtonal sound world of his native Serbia. He does a lot of little crunchings in the piano to try and get that out of tune sound. It's a wonderful effect, I think. I was also very taken by the idea that none of the pieces are titled. It's all just called Music 1 and 2 or Music 3 and 4. And it's up to the listener to decide what's for a wedding, what's for a funeral. So this inspired me to explore music of rituals, other composers inspired by rituals. But I'm using that CD as a framing device for today's show, and I'd like to return to it now. Here is Yonel Petroy himself to perform Music 13 and 14. And you can decide if you're hearing a wedding or a funeral. Thank you. This music of Yonel Petroy is a fun review of the CD where the listener says, I'm tempted to call this music Balkan honky tonk. It is funny, poignant, bizarre, and comparable to nothing I can think of, except perhaps a Serbian sati with a few drinks left alone with a barroom piano. It's a fantastic review, I think, of this music. It's such an interesting mix of different styles. That's from a CD by Yonel Petroy, who we also heard performing. We heard music 13 and 14 from his Music of Marrying and Burying. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. The title of today's program is Music of Marrying and Burying, a CD I heard recently that inspired this whole idea of exploring music of composers inspired by ritual. To subscribe to our podcast, or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. Today's program is called Music of Marrying and Burying, and I'm using this piece by Serbian composer Yonel Petroy as a kind of jumping-off point to explore music by other composers inspired by different rituals. Next up is a piece by Judith Lang Zaymont. It's called Magic World, Ritual Music for Three. Here the inspiration is Native American mythology, Native American rituals, especially the shamanic ritual in which a Native American shaman attempts to contact the spirit world. Very important ritual in the Native American culture. Our performers are David Arnold, baritone, Zita Zohar, piano, and Jonathan Haas, percussion, from Magic World, Ritual Music for Three by Judith Lang Zaymont.
Thank you.
Native American mythology is the inspiration for that music, and especially the idea of a ritual that a shaman might have used to contact the spirit world, from a piece by Judith Lang Zaymont from her Magic World, Ritual Music for Three. Our performers were David Arnold, baritone, Zita Zohar, piano, and Jonathan Haas, percussion. That's another example of a piece in which a ritual, in this case a Native American ritual, has inspired, I think, a fantastic sound world from the composer. Really, really interesting ideas. You can definitely tell that the composer, Judith Lang Zaymont, was inspired by this subject, the idea of a shaman contacting the spirit world, a very important ritual to the Native American culture. Our performers were David Arnold, baritone, Zita Zohar, piano, and Jonathan Haas, percussion. Another great example of how a ritual, in this case an ancient ritual of the Native Americans, has inspired a composer to find sounds that I don't know if she would have otherwise. If you're just writing a piece of music intended as a concert piece, you're not necessarily going to evoke these wonderful sounds. But here, if you can imagine this ritual, imagine the music that the person would have heard or would have made while attempting to contact the spirit world, while entering a trance. Now you use these modern instruments, you get these wonderful sounds. I think it's a fantastic example of ritual inspiring a modern composer. Again, The Magic World by Judith Lang Zaymont. I'm going to play a piece now by the Scottish composer James McMillan. This is a fascinating collaboration that he did with the great percussionist Evelyn Glennie. It's called Three Dawn Rituals. The composer says the origins of this piece lie in an earlier discarded work he had written after some study of Javanese gamelan music and was scored for Javanese instruments with prepared piano and double bass. Now, in Three Dawn Rituals, he's using the original Javanese modes that he had in that earlier piece, but he's also evoking the soft bell and gong sounds which characterize gamelan, a very important aspect of gamelan, as is ritual, very important to gamelan music. Let's have a listen to Three Dawn Rituals. We're going to hear the composer himself conducting, James McMillan, along with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and the great percussionist Evelyn Glennie. Thank you. Music of James McMillan, Three Dawn Rituals. We heard the composer himself conducting the Scottish Chamber Choir with Evelyn Glennie percussion. The music inspired by Javanese gamelan, the sounds of the gamelan, but also how the gamelan is used ritualistically in that culture. I'm featuring music of composers inspired by ritual on today's program. This idea again came from a CD called Music of Marrying and Burying by the composer Yonel Petroy. Let's return to that CD now. Again, the pieces do not have titles. It's simply called Music 1 or Music 4. The idea is that you don't know what's for a wedding, what's for a funeral. It was not the composer's intention. In fact, he told me that in his native Serbia, you hear a lot of the same kinds of music in both places. The composer has also lived in the United States for quite some time, and he's been very inspired by jazz, as you can hear in these pieces. Again, as one commentator said, they sound a bit like Serbian bar music played by a slightly tipsy Erik Satie. Let's have a listen to Music 26 by Yonel Petroy from Music of Marrying and Burying.
Thank you.
That's Music 26. Again, these pieces do not have specific titles. I love that idea. It's concrete music, so to speak. Although, there is a programmatic theme. The piece is called Music of Marrying and Burying. It's by the Serbian composer and pianist Jonel Petroj, who we also heard performing. And again, this idea of music that he would have heard in his native Serbia, although a little bit different here because it's been filtered through a love of American jazz and ragtime, which you can definitely hear in the left hand of the piano. I think it's a fascinating mix of cultures. And it inspired me to explore music by other composers who are interested in ritual, how music is such a key part of so many different rituals around the world throughout so much of human history. The last piece I want to play on the program is by Australian composer Ross Edwards. Fascinating piece called Symphonie da Pace Domine. This is a sprawling piece, almost a half hour long. So I'm only going to be able to play an excerpt, but we're going to play as much as we can in the rest of the program. Music inspired by Latin ritual by the great Australian composer, who I don't think is as well known as he should be, Ross Edwards. Here's David Porcellin to lead the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. Music of Ross Edwards. Music inspired by a Latin ritual, we heard David Porcellin leading the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, Da Pace Dominum, by the composer Ross Edwards from Australia. That's all the time we have on the program today for music of marrying and bearing. But again, it was so much more than weddings and funerals. There are so many rituals in our lives. There always have been so many rituals in our lives, whether it's contacting the spirit world or if it's music to celebrate a union, music to pass on news from one place to another. These were things that I think were very, very important in the life of musicians, something that we didn't even really think about until the birth of the ethnomusicology field. But it's a fascinating subject and a subject that's still inspiring so many contemporary composers. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders. For more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.